Good evening, Pilgrim Chris here on the 1st of December, and it's Christmas season, it's approaching us. I think we're all very much aware of that. We're all getting a little bit stressed out, we're all rushing around buying presents, we're all wondering what we're going to do for the holiday season, how much it's going to cost us, who to invite around, whose parties we're going to attend, how much food we're going to consume, whether or not The Wizard of Oz will be on TV, etc. And we spend a lot of time and energy at Christmas, and then it all goes so quickly, doesn't it? A big build-up for a day or two, and then it's all gone. And we spend far more effort at Christmas than on any other birthday. Birthday? Well, yes, it's a birthday, isn't it? It's the birth date of Jesus Christ. Or at least the date we celebrate his birth on. And it is a birthday. Of course, we don't give presents to Jesus, and we don't go around his house, and we don't buy him a drink and buy him an iPod. We don't invite him into our homes. We don't go and visit him. We don't commune with him. Well, some do, of course. Some attend Mass. Some people put aside a little bit of time for him. But, I mean, really? How much time do we put aside for the person whose birthday it is? I mean, we spend far more time with our friends' birthdays and our family's birthdays, but less energy, less commitment, less worry, less celebration, if you like. A bit of a paradox for me, because the ultimate birthday we're celebrating in the ultimate way, and yet ultimately we forget whose birthday it is. I'm not saying everybody does, of course, but even those that don't forget, how much time, thought, prayer and energy do we give to the person whose birthday we're celebrating at Christmas? I mean, I can spend far more time worrying about what presents I'm buying for other people who, and it's not even their birthday. I mean, you know, we spend all this money on our kids and family and friends, and it's not even their birthday. So they tend to get two birthdays. They get their own date of birth, and we celebrate that, and then we celebrate again at Christmas. Now, I'm not being a party pooper here. I'm just talking about how strange it is that everybody else benefits at Christmas. Everybody else gets a mention and a look-in. We visit family, we visit friends, we send cards, season of goodwill to strangers at Christmas. I mean, we're more kind to strangers at Christmas. And that's good. That's good. And yet, we're not so kind to the person whose birthday it is, because we don't really give him as much attention as we should. Well, at least I think so anyway. I mean, if we're going to celebrate somebody's birthday, surely we should think about the birthday, the person whose birthday we're celebrating. Or is it just me? I don't know. I'm not bitter. I'm not angry or upset by it. I'm just in a quandary. I see all the media advertising. I see all the shop sale signs and the countdown to Christmas and the panic that starts setting in. And why? I can understand it if we were panicking because we weren't getting ourselves ready for the person whose birthday it is, but we don't do that, do we? We get in a panic because we've got to make sure everything's right in our homes, the decorations are up, the presents are bought, everybody's going to be happy, we're pleasing everybody. And a lot of that, of course, is nice, but it's not really Christmas, not what it's meant to be. And so I'll leave you with a thought. How many people think of the person whose birthday we're celebrating at Christmas? Anyway, thank you for listening. Good evening. Merry Christmas to you all, and God bless.